Ellen's world imploded in January when the DOJ dropped the Epstein files and exposed the former queen of daytime TV as Hollywood's most prolific cannibal with an appetite for child meat. Then came the death sentence. Medical experts confirm she's dying of late-stage kuru, the brain-eating disease that's already begun stealing her sight. But the real bombshell? Former staff from The Ellen DeGeneres Show are finally talking. They're tearing up their NDAs and revealing the real reason Ellen has always been so secretive about her past is because it's all a lie. They say she's not a woman, never was. Ellen is a man, a high-level asset in the Illuminati's inverse agenda, pushing the ultimate deception on the world. Today, we're laying out the evidence. And let me be clear from the start, there's no shortage of it. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Everybody was focused on Michelle Obama's swinging appendage when she was dancing on The Ellen Show in loose-fitting boxer shorts. According to a former producer on The Ellen DeGeneres Show, we really should have been keeping an eye on Ellen's package too. We've got the bombshell interview with Ellen's former producer coming right up. But first, let's examine the Ellen Show segment that he says gave the game away. Ellen running cover, desperately trying to cover up the past. Desperately trying to explain why she has no childhood photos, no teenage years, no trace of the person before the persona.
I mentioned before that I don't have a lot of pictures of me for really the first few years of my life. Really not until my teens. Really not until I was in show business. There are no pictures of me, and I don't know if other people have this same problem, but I don't have any pictures.
Sure, not suspicious at all. Where have we heard this before? Oh yes, Bridget Macron. And just like the French First Lady, Ellen has been desperate throughout her life to cover her tracks.
So I started a contest, and I asked viewers to send in old photos of me if they have some from school or any other thing that we happen to go to school together, and the best photo that I get would get, I would give someone $1,000.
$1,000 and an NDA preventing them from speaking about Ellen's past as a biological male. That's according to Ellen's own production team. They say it's important that people realize the only reason Ellen's show was pushed so hard by the Hollywood system is because she's trans. Just as the children of Hollywood stars are being pushed to transition at very young ages, Ellen also made the switch when she was a young child, which is why Ellen only showed photos of herself in a crib.
There I am. By myself in a crib, nobody holding me, but that's okay. And then here's another picture of me. Here I am. In a crib again, just by myself in a crib. And let's see what other places maybe I was photographed. Oh, in a crib. Still in a crib. You know, I've read it's not that important to be held as a baby. That's actually, it's overrated. That's what they say.
Creepy dehumanizing jokes about children? That wasn't a one-off. It was part of the pattern. The kind of thing that slips past in the moment until you start looking back. Now the audience is rewatching, replaying, connecting dots that didn't seem to matter before. Like, why are they trying to normalize cannibalism? And the response? It's building fast. Her social media is flooded. Questions, accusations, people demanding justice for unthinkable crimes revealed in the Epstein files. Has she been hiding in plain sight this whole time?
I just found out some really disturbing things about Ellen DeGeneres, and I'm not worried about her weird satanic sweatshirt. But as we watch this video, the camera creeps inside of her house, and you can see that weird evil thoughts picture. I looked up the artist and he's into some really satanic stuff. And that's not even the weird thing. Look at this picture of Ellen sitting inside of her home. This is the picture right behind her. And see those letters on the top of the picture? These are the same letters that you write out during spirit cooking. Look at this picture of her cutting her mother's hair. Look at that picture above her head. It looks like a kid's drawing of someone being tortured or something.
We've got Ellen's producer coming right up. But first, let's examine early photos from her career that reveal a prominent Adam's apple of the double-pronged variety, a prominent physical feature which is never found on natural-born women. Ellen's production staff are also perplexed why the public have not understood that she's a man due to her masculine frame, broad shoulders, and large hands, without the slightest hint of feminine hips. Ellen is obsessed with exaggerating her hips any which way she can, which is standard drag queen behaviour. She is always placing her hands on her hips to cover up her lack of feminine curves. When this is combined with her broad shoulders, which are wider than her hips, the picture becomes clear. Is this the face and body of a man? George Orwell predicted the rise of Ellen and the Hollywood transgender agenda. He warned us, the elite would convince us that up is down and good is bad. This is the elite slogan. In his novel 1984, the authoritarian and oppressive government controls the population and secures their compliance by making them repeat absurd contradictory slogans, like war is peace and freedom is slavery. But what if Orwell didn't go far enough? The reality we're living in today is more inverted than anything he could have imagined. The global elite have been exposed as cannibals and paedophiles. And we haven't had a revolution. In the US, nobody has even been arrested. As Voltaire put it, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Over time, that gap between what you think and what you're told to say, it does something to you. It dulls judgment. It reshapes boundaries. It makes the unacceptable feel routine. This is the modus operandi of the satanic cabal we call the global elite. And the Hollywood grooming and transgender is at the forefront. After the break, we hear from Ellen's producer about why they used Epstein's temple as the set backdrop, and why Ellen is just the tip of a very rotten iceberg. Brooke Burke. Yes, the fitness legend from Dancing with the Stars hit 50 and got blindsided. Unexplained weight gain, muscle loss, and energy tanked. Sound familiar? The system is happy to let women waste their time and money following fad diets and big pharma fixes that absolutely don't work. Realizing this, Brooke flipped the script. She found one simple thing, biohacking with a specific protein that made her leaner, stronger, and healthier than ever. At 53, her abs are tighter than over a decade ago. She calls it her secret weapon. And it's not some nasty pill or expensive scam. She's spilling all the secrets in a free video that recently went viral. Her method takes less than a minute a day and doesn't involve any insane diets. Want the truth? Visit tonyprotein.com/TPV. Links below. That's tonyprotein.com/TPV. Watch it now for the no bullshit truth about weight loss that Big Pharma absolutely doesn't want you to know about. Before we hear from Ellen's former producer and learn what his colleagues are saying, we need to give you some important context, because these claims are very serious. The satanic cabal loves the transgender Baphomet, so much so that they invert their firstborn child. This is not a metaphor. The cabal literally transition their firstborn son. Have you ever asked yourself why there are so many little boys walking around in dresses in Hollywood? And why these young boys who transition are so intensely promoted on social and mass media? Megan Fox, who admitted that she takes part in blood rituals, has been dressing her son Noah as a girl since he was 2 years old. Here he is, wearing a t-shirt saying strong girls. Yes, that's the same Megan Fox who told the world that she was a man at the Golden Globe Awards in 2009.
Howdy here.
I'm a tranny. I'm a man.
You do not look in the mirror and not think you're beautiful.
Sound familiar? Here's Lady Gaga, another occult elite, also found in the Epstein files linked to the consumption of human flesh.
Because what you do is considered shock art.
I am attention-seeking.
You know, there also is this strange rumor that you're part man, part woman. You've heard that rumor.
Yes.
True?
Certainly.
Academy Award winner Charlize Theron's adopted son Jackson has been wearing dresses since he was about the same age as Megan Fox's son. Cher's trans son was one of the earliest and most widely known transgender public figures. Meanwhile, Madonna's adopted son David is also being pushed into the spotlight. And the spotlight craves young boys in dresses. Here, David is wearing a cheerleader's outfit, complete with devil horns and a choker. And here is LA's own Magic Johnson with his family. Notice anything? The list goes on and on. Naomi Watts, Jamie Lee Curtis, Robert De Niro, Cynthia Nixon, Annette Bening, Dwayne Wade, Marlon Wayans, J-Lo, Rosie O'Donnell, and so many more. It's a price you pay to join the club. They're either sacrificed or turned. Now we're joined by Ellen's former producer. He claims the competition Ellen ran, asking fans to send in childhood photos of her, ended with her confiscating those photos and forcing people to sign non-disclosure agreements. Even her own staff were made to sign NDAs. And now, some of them are preparing to speak out.
Man, that woman, got a penis. I'm dead ass not even playing. We all seen it. Everybody in Hollywood know what's up. Look, that's whatever. You do you. But why the lying? Why the games? Come on now. I got a dick too. And I know damn well I can't be out here flashing it on people like it's nothing. That's some straight up Louis C.K. shit. Oh nah, bruh. It ain't okay. Folks out here traumatized for life because what she did. For real. Think about that. Man, then there was the cannibalism. This crazy ass woman was out here feeding people shit and not telling nobody where it came from. I'm a picky eater, bruh. Whole foods, organic, all that. I don't do no sprays, no chemicals, none of that. I need to know exactly what I'm putting in my body and where it came from. So when I finally found out what was really in them dumplings, shock of my goddamn life. But by the end of that night, I found out everybody knows. I'm telling you, it's an open secret in Hollywood. Now I hear she's got kuru, starting to go blind and shit. Could be the syphilis too, though. Either way, that cannibal game finally catching up to her. Karma's a bitch. But people are scared of her. Nah, terrified. Straight up terrified. She told me her daddy was a serial killer. Never got caught. Dozens of bodies. Said she got the same eyes as him. Something wrong with him. You can't quite put your finger on it. Like a predator staring at you right before it strikes. And the wild part? She proud of that shit. Man, the night we realized she wasn't a woman, that one happened in the locker room after a late night basketball pickup game some producer organized. We were all sweating, laughing, changing out. She, or whatever she was, had been there the whole time, playing hard, talking trash, still moving with that same cold confidence. Nobody thought twice when she headed to the showers. Then, this loudmouth agent walks out of the stall next to hers and freezes. His face goes ghost white. He backs up slow, eyes wide, and mutters, "Holy shit." Whole locker room went dead quiet. We all turn. There she was, towel half dropped, water still running, and it hit us at once. The broad shoulders, the flat chest, the package between the legs, and that raw masculine aggression leaking through like something dangerous, pretending to be pretty. Those cold eyes looked right back at us without a flicker of shame, like an assassin who just got caught and didn't care. Hollywood, man. Some secrets don't even bother hiding. Sometimes they're buck naked in the locker room shower.
This is only the opening chapter. The deceptions of the elite run deeper than anyone realized. Layered, deliberate, and long hidden in plain sight. But the facade is starting to fracture. And once it does, there's no putting the mask back on. At this point, if you're digging into dangerous topics online, you need to anonymize yourself. This is a red alert. The VPNs you thought were your shield have been hijacked. Israel has bought up nearly all of the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, private internet access, the list goes on. That's why VP.net was built to solve this urgent problem. Using zero trust architecture and next-gen cryptography to shut their digital lives forever. It's not another VPN with clever marketing. It's trustless by design. Meaning even if they wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Even if somebody holds a gun to their head, they can't hand anything over. No Mossad backdoors, no compromats, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. This is how we fight back. Not with fear, but with technology that works for us, not against us. Go to vp.net/TPV and close Big Brother's eyes for good.